11:16 SEN. It's time for the Shizen Files.
We really appreciate a fingerprint insight into the whole thing. It's really interesting. Thanks so much.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
Put the foot down, Sardi. Does 1-2, gets it back. He doesn't know what he's doing. Zigging, zagging, gave it off to Prestia, who went Wolfgar.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
He's a fantastic young kid, has a crack, he's got great skills, good decision maker, and he's a good gymnast.
That is complete Shizen.
The Shizen Files.
There's been some crackers so far this year. 17 minutes past 7 for the Savoy Tavern. It's the newest, oldest pub in town. It's where you go. Your host for tonight, Nick Maxwell.
Well, it's been another big week of the Shizens. The SEN talent is leading the way. First up, KB. Got a little bit confused when discussing the Blues.
And also with Mick, taught him lessons on football and life and just helped him to enjoy his football again after going through a tough period when Ratten got sacked. And also, of course, the success of the side. And Johnny Butcher, gee, just the first game for under John Butcher, and then, of course, was his last game as well.
Yes, Johnny Butcher, not John Barker. Here's another one from KB. He says
There's lots to talk about. There's Adam Oxley taking all those marks against Melbourne. There's Channel 7 looks like they're going to be doing the racing. There's Tiger Woods, of course, and also plenty of racing coming out of the States and also America.
Oh, wow.
Sharp.
And this isn't bad from KB either.
I think it's a good point that you make, Pete, that most people don't know it's on. SBS is covering the World Cup of Women.
When's the World Cup of Women on?
I'll be watching that one. Which reminded us of this gem from Brad Green.
One day, I've got no doubt, we'll see an AFL club employing assistant coaches, if not coaches of women background.
The women variety.
Hutto, mate, you've also had a big weekend.
All right, for CTI, that's Community Training Initiatives, for Spectrum Business Park Mount Waverley, and for Unleashed Inventory, I've done it again, Unleashed Inventory Management, this has been 11:16 SEN at the footy.
And this is your best entry for a while.
Thanks for your call. Let's go to Glenn from Dramana. G'day, Glenn. That was Glenn. Jerry from Berwick. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Shizens.
Yeah. And that also reminded us of some KB Gold from last year.
Tony's from Hoppers Crossing. G'day, Tony. G'day, Tony.
Paul.
It's Paul, is it? Okay, we'll come back to Paul. Paul, is it?
Yep.
G'day, mate. Paul. Good, thanks.
Not bad.
Mark Allen invented another word again.
But we're going to do all that sort of stuff because it is a monumentous day.
Oh, wow. Glenn Jakovich seems to think he was the most disciplined player of all time. This from last week's Freo versus Richmond match.
That's a little bit undisciplined at the Griffiths. At this late stage of the game, he knew that was a tackle. He's kicked their way and he's booted it in the crowd, Tim. I don't like that, Tim.
No, you don't, Glenn.
Even though you won the game, you've still got to have that respect and composure.
Never go away at 15 yards?
No, I don't think I ever did.
Oh, Moons, he never fails to give us something.
Swans get the job done. And Jared McVeigh, who you saw there, was one of the stars of the night. And he caught up with Cameron Mooney.
Well, Mark, it was one of those nights, wasn't it, in the end? Your first half was fantastic.
Speaking of Moons, Dwayne Russell has an inflated opinion of Moons.
He needs to create that space for himself to come back and jump at the ball. When he bodies, it just doesn't work for him.
One of the great forwards of all time, Cameron Mooney, three-time premiership star on the boundary line. As Saar takes off.
Just ask him.
Yeah, just ask him.
Another beauty pageant genius. This is the Miss Universe Australia winner.
If they love me, then amazing. If they don't, well, let's just hope they love me.
Love me anyway.
Oh, wow. Jennifer Hansen on Smooth FM renames a US sporting superstar.
His American NBA team, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They've secured a 5-point win and a 2-1 series lead over the Golden State Warriors. Teammate LeBron James says they couldn't have done it without the
Aussie. Good old LeBron.
Oh, LeBron, he's been good. He was quiet today. Sam Newman with his great question to Juddy last night on the Footy Show.
What was different about Mick Malthouse as coach in the West Coast Eagles and in his last stint here at Carlton? Could you notice a discernible difference between the two Mick Malthouses?
No, I didn't have him over there. I only had Woosha.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I only had John. And,
good question.
And Mick.
He definitely does his research, Sammy.
No doubt.
But here's our leader in the clubhouse, my old coach, Nathan Buckley.
I think the decision, the process, like from a pure football situation, on the decision that he made, the situation, the position on the field, the opposition player, where he was situated, where the ball was, where the angle he was coming from, I can understand entirely from a football perspective how that was. That would have had very little malice and was all about trying to come back and win the ball and defend.
What a great communicator, your old coach, Nathan Buckley. Good work, Nick. Doing a much better job than Moons, it has to be said, with the Shizens there for the Savoy Tavern.